99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
We were talking recently about extravagant purchases your spouse made and, you know, Samantha's deal with her husband and wanting to buy a $6,500 putting green for their backyard, which we all determined, you know what, go for it. Slap a big old thumbs up on that, buddy.
Yeah, there are a lot of, you know, back and forth on the Facebook comments, but I think we were all like, you know, hey, it's his hobby. There could be worse things. If it makes him happy, then there you go. And you can go figure out something that is of equal value that you can do for you.
So I thought it might be funny to find out from the rest of you some crazy expensive things that your partner has bought. Maybe without you knowing, maybe with you knowing, but some of the greatest examples, like Reese said, my husband spent about $2,000 between a pellet smoker and a griddle when I was out of town.
Oh. So, I mean, yes, like, a lot of these things happen when someone's out of town.
Right. So what is, like, I know it's going to be different for everybody with when it comes to like expenses and things, but like, I feel like there's a cutoff point where you've got to say, hey, heads up, I want to get this. It costs X number of dollars. Or
yes.
Whether you're just free to just, you know, purchase away. I would say,
if it's going to be like over several hundred dollars, I feel like you need to be like giving them a heads up, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's, I would say anything over $500, or is that even too much? Like I would feel weird dropping $400 on something and being like, yo, Elizabeth, look what I just got. What did that cost? Let's not worry about it. Right.
Yeah, don't worry your little head about it. It's amazing though.
Patrick said, do breast implants count?
Oh wow.
I feel like, and a lot of people jumped on the comment underneath his post to say, you're benefiting from that too.
That's exactly. That's congratulations.
Just, I was gonna say, that's not just a her purchase, right?
But I feel as though that's discussed beforehand, right? Like, that's not one of those things you just like leave for an afternoon and come back with new ones.
I don't know, but that would be a fun surprise where you're like, honey, I gotta run some errands. And then you come back.
I'm back. You look different.
Yeah, 6 hours later, it's like, huh, did you change your hair? Nope.
Nope.
You definitely
try to put my finger on it.
Can I put my finger on it?
Oh, my God. I feel like not for a while.
Are they tender?
Listen, I don't have personal knowledge of that, but from what I've heard, yeah, there's a recovery period.
Ted said, I bought my first boat with money I won from betting football. The ex was like, how do we own a boat? Don't worry about it.
It's fine, but then you have to have something to tow the boat, too. I mean, boats like have other things that you got to get with it.
I know. A lot of plumbers in the comment section where wives of plumbers, where apparently plumbers buy a lot of tools that cost a lot of money, but, you know, it's stuff for their work. So it's like, all right.
And several ham radios. There's a lot of ham radio people out there.
I know. People buying like ham radio towers. And it's like, all right. I guess.
That's cool.
I know. Hey, you know what? Fellow DJs, unite. All right.
I will tell you this, that my husband, somebody mentioned a Peloton. My husband informed me that we got a Peloton. Like, that was not a, hey, what do you think about getting that? He was just like, hey, I bought us a Peloton.
Bought it. It's coming next week. Right, exactly.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
All right.
Dang it. Now he's going to expect me to use it. I don't like this conversation.
I was going to say, then there comes some expectations with that purchase for sure. So anyways, if you want to jump in on the thread, it's kind of funny there. At Ben and Kelly Show, just some crazy extravagant things that your partner has bought, maybe with or without your consent. And you can dive in at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. I just want to get a couple more of these extravagant purchases your spouse made with or without you knowing. Because we got to get to Marley, who's on the phone, but hang on just a quick sec. Jamie texts in and says, you know, my husband does this all the time. Last one he bought used amp on Facebook for like $800. Did I mention he only knows 6 chords on the guitar, but claims he's a collector? And then one time I sent him out with our daughter when she was like four, and he took her to Toys R Us for a toy and ended up buying her a $500 Mini Cooper.
Oh my God.
Can't go wrong with the best. That's what he said.
Wow. Oh, Daddy Warbucks, I love it.
I know. So, all right. So, Marley, tell me about the text message that you received from your husband.
We ride motorcycles. He sent me a picture of a motorcycle, a really nice one. I was like, that's nice. You did that. No text back for 2 hours.
Oh, gosh.
And then he texts me back and says, it's ours. I get home and he's running down like all the beauty, like limited edition. This is a Harley limited edition. Da, 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 and I'm just seeing like price. I'm just seeing money ring up in my eyes.
Yeah.
So now we have a $36,000 bike.
Well, Marley, hopefully you get some enjoyment out of that Harley. I can't even imagine that.
I love how he came home and tried to sell it to her. Well, like, listen, it's got this and this and this and all the limited edition this and
not on the same scale, but I know that I will like text a photo of, you know, something when I'm out to my wife, maybe like a pair of shoes or something that are like, hey, do you like this? And if she's like, yeah, those are neat, I'll be like, boom, green light.
Yep.
I'm allowed
to buy
it.
Even if she says it's okay.
Yeah. Right. It's mine. So there you go.